Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, Dr. Niamh Shaw is my favourite space cadet because she's always up for fun stuff. Now, the last time we spoke to her, she was in Cape Canaveral buzzing about a NASA launch that, well, still hasn't happened. This time, she's here with me in Dublin to talk about an Irish space launch and loads of other stuff. How are you keeping, Mrs.?
I'm great. Happy Halloween as
I
well.
I know. And it's great to finally have you in. I've never had you in studio. You've always been abroad or,
yeah, or
on
the
phone.
Or the COVID.
The COVID
kind of stopped. It's lovely. It's my first time back in the studios actually since the COVID.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
So what are you doing in the country first of all?
Well, it's, you know, Science Week, is the clock is ticking. So it's the 13th to the 20th of November. So I'm working, I'm really lucky. I'm working across the country, working with four schools, working with the TYs, trying to kind of get them to talk about what's important to them around science. So we're making headway. They're a shy bunch, but they're a smart bunch. So once they realise, like, I'm down with the kids,
You're very cool.
I'm so street.
Yeah, you're in a hoodie today.
Yeah, so it's working. And I have to say, they're a smart bunch.
What's the level of interest in space with them and stuff like that? Do they have many questions?
Yeah, they won't ask you straight. You know what I mean? Like, they're too self-conscious, but they'll email me afterwards or they'll follow me on Insta. That's how I know I have them.
That is so true.
Them,
when you get the little follow afterwards, then I know you're doing something right.
Yeah, but they won't tell you. But that's okay. That's fine. I get it. I was 16 once too.
How awkward was that? Awful. Horrific.
I would never want to be that age again.
I know.
Oh my God.
God,
so
love
hard.
Them. So be gentle with them. Yes. So what are we launching into space and why?
Well, we're launching a satellite into space, only up the road from here, from UCD, a group of amazing people that are all students, have worked together with the Department of Masters of Space Science in UCD for their own, our Ireland's first astronaut called AirSat-1, and it's an educational satellite, but also it's been supported by Irish industry, the Irish space industry, and it's going to be launched next January from Kourou, which is the European Space Agency's launch site, and it will monitor gamma rays, and on board there are some Irish components, and it's a proof of concept that Ireland actually has a place in space, which it does. Of course it does. So it's
absolutely
very important. It's very important to inspire people, but also, like, it shines a light for Ireland, like, yeah, we're a part of space, and we have been for a really long time. We just haven't been very good about tooting our horn around it, you know.
That's so why I need people like you on air.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Niamh, how long has it taken to come to this point, to, like,
well,
you know,
they've been at it a long time. So there's an initiative in the European Space Agency called Fly Your Satellite, and it's for researchers. So these are people that are postgraduates, that so they've done their primary degree and they're continuing their study in some form of space. And so this initiative is called Fly Your Satellite, and they had to meet a lot of criteria, and they met the basic criteria in 2017, and they have been consistently, like, meeting all the different tests and stuff, and putting it together and assembling it, and I've been talking to them consistently since that time, and there's so much paperwork, so much quality assurance that they have to go through. So finally the satellite's been built, it's been tested, and it's on its way on the Vega C rocket, due to launch in January 2023, and then it will be deployed in space around that time. So it's a big national celebration. You'll see it'll be everywhere. Like, the news has already kind of gotten hold of it, and I'm really, really proud of them because they've worked consistently for a very long time.
How many of these lads have done it?
I kind of checked on their website last night. There's been 28 people involved. Some postgrads have moved on in their career, mm-hmm. but they were there in the first few days. But there's a core group. It's headed up by Professor Lorraine Hanlon, who leads up this space centre called C-Space out in UCD. And then another guy called Ronan Wall. So he left industry to kind of help them. And then you've different kind of people involved then from the research side that have led up some of the sensors that are on board, you know. So there's a gamma ray sensor, and there's a sensor that measures the attitude control, which is like where it is in 3D space. And then there is special tiles on board. They're provided by Envio, and they are leading the way in providing heat resistant outer coatings on lots of different spacecraft that are in space, not only the European Space Agency, but also NASA as well. And then Railtra, who are leading the way in Ireland. Okay.
So the satellite goes up there and it stays up there?
Oh, yeah.
It stays
yeah.
up there. So, yeah. what are they hoping to get from it while it stays up there?
They'll get data. Yeah. And also, they'll get data and it'll be fed down. It'll also be a test for Envir about its heat seals, and Sencel have made the gamma ray sensor to be able to measure gamma rays. But also, Jen, it's just like we are here. We are here. Rest of world.
I mean, it says here in the notes, it was discussed at the cabinet. Yeah. The Taoiseach has now been authorised to sign an exchange of letters with the European Space Agency. It's really putting Ireland on the map.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because Ireland has had a presence in the space sector for some years. Like, Irish industry is developing and growing all the time in the space sector, but also in lots of universities in Ireland. They've partnered with the European Space Agency for many years on providing research or working with them on refining or improving different things, like you know, maybe how the rocket vibrates or different sensors along the way, and satellite, like there's a ton of stuff that's involved with satellites. So there's lots of great stories. We have some Irish researchers that have been involved in the James Webb Space Telescope, which is like the rock and roll story at the moment, which is providing images that we've never seen before of our universe. So Ireland has an amazing rich resource of people who can think scientifically and technically. And like when I kind of started my space journey, I was amazed when I went to the European Space Agency how many Irish people are out there.
Really?
Oh, and like actually they can't give Irish people full-time jobs at ESA anymore because we've met the quota of people. So because the European Space Agency has a remit to whatever people are employed there full time, mm-hmm. it has to be equal across the member states, and Ireland's actually reached its quota. So Ireland's been waving the flag of space for a long time. We just haven't been very good about sharing it with the public. But that's because like social media and stuff, it's kind of taken off in the last few years as well. So I'm very proud to shout loud
yes,
about Ireland's involvement.
It sounds amazing. And so I've never heard of this. And they've been working
just
away
up
since...
the road.
Just up
the
road.
Up the road,
for
the number 10
well.
Bus. Up
I
the
know,
road.
2017 they started this. Yeah. They must be so proud this is happening in January.
Oh, yeah. And they're knackered, like, you know, yeah. they've been doing it non-stop, you know. And, like, not only that, they're also doing their PhDs and their postgrads, and they're kind of...
trying to have a life.
Yeah, trying to have a life as well. So fair play to them. And all the people who have partnered with them as well, like, and have been kind of... behind them from the start, you know, because it takes, you know, it takes a village to make anything happen, and there's been a lot of people supporting them from the start.
So if we have you know, a lot of kids are into space and stuff, they, you know, kind of kicks off with a lot of kids around 4 or 5 years of age. But how do you harness that, and how do you guide them towards that kind of a life?
Well, I think it's about your support structure. It's about the mammies and daddies and the aunts and the uncles and the grandparents and stuff. So there's amazing things happening in school all the time. But what they have found is, like, kind of around the age of 11 or 12, they kind of decide who they want to be. And so what is their world at that stage? And so if their world doesn't involve something that's familiar around space, invariably, no matter how good they are at science, they won't see themselves as having a career in science. So it's really important for parents to be curious and to have these conversations around the table. And so I think something like this, hopefully in the news, will keep that conversation going. But and what I love now about information is that you don't need to buy books anymore, which I always felt kind of stopped people from pursuing their desire for information. Now you can Google anything. So I'm all about, like, talking to parents and aunts and uncles and grandparents and stuff, because if they're comfortable Googling and going, how does that work? Then it naturally feeds into the family, which then naturally changes the child's perspective of, like, what kind of life can I have? And so if their parents are curious, then being curious is the most natural thing in the world. So that's what I'm all about.
Absolutely. Can we talk telescopes for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Because what's all the latest excitement about the new James Webb telescope? Where can people see it?
Well, the James Webb is just it's
we
just
talked
this,
about this briefly before,
oh,
didn't
listen,
we?
It's just this telescope that just keeps on giving. So the telescope was sent up on Christmas Day, 2021, last Christmas Day. So that's what I was doing. And actually, an Irish company, Railtra, had a very important part to play. They had a camera inside the interior of the top part of the rocket, which housed the James Webb telescope. So when the rocket was deployed and launched, we had to make sure that the outer casing separated safely so that it didn't damage the James Webb. And the only way we'd know that was if there was a camera there. And so the Irish camera proved in real time that it separated safely. And it also showed footage of it kind of, you know, reaching out and deploying its solar panels, and off it went. And it's been in position, which is 10 million kilometres away since then. And it, for 6 months, it was just testing and kind of focusing the telescope and making sure that it could see things properly, a bit like an eyesight test.
Yeah.
And then on the 12th of July, it just started bringing back images. And the first images were images that we've already seen with the Hubble Space Telescope, which is a telescope that's up there looking at different images using visible light. And the James Webb has been using infrared light. And why that's important is that it allows us to look much, much, much deeper into the into like our universe. And every time you look at stars, you're looking at the past, Jen. So we're able to look back at almost like, I think it's to 10 million years after the Big Bang. So we're able to kind of put the pieces together and figure out, how did this all happen? Where are we living? What are we doing? So they showed these images. And the one I have here on my hoodie,
yeah,
which is, thankfully Issa gave it to me in celebration for Halloween. But this is a nebula. This is like a forming star, a forming system of stars, a galaxy of stars. And this was one of the images that was launched on July 12th. A few weeks ago, they showed Neptune. We didn't know Neptune had rings around it. And just last week, they showed us the Pillars of Creation, which was like one of the rock and roll images that the Hubble showed us. But now it's like the lights are on, because the James Webb is able to see past clouds of all this dust that are around these formations. And so we can see all these galaxies and stars behind us. And it's only just starting, because again, these are just like test images of, you saw this, oh, where do you see this? Yeah. Like, that's what they're still doing. But like,
so a very exciting time.
Very exciting. And
it's
lots
all happening.
Of lots of
all
Irish
happening.
People involved in that as well. So.
And come here to me. I mean, the NASA Instagram page is amazing, and yeah, there's loads of great images on that. But to see these James Webb images, is that the best place? Where's the best place?
Yeah, James Webb. Just look up James Webb images. They have a dedicated page, and they're like
incredible.
And,
yeah,
and there's an Irish guy, Paddy Kavanagh. So he went over to NASA, you know, for the you know, because he was like part of one of the instruments that's looking at it. And we talked to him a few weeks ago, and he was like, "You've no idea what's coming, guys." Like, so it's very exciting. We're going to suddenly understand our place in the universe even more. It's incredible. So it's like you get an upgrade in your glasses, and suddenly you can see where you parked your car, where you couldn't see it before. It's literally that. It's literally the lights have gone on, you know?
It's incredible. And those images are spectacular.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
You must have great perspective in your life, and you know
it changed me. It's why I ended up in space, because I looked at my place in the universe and I said, what am I doing? Why am I worrying so much about what, you know, people go, don't be thinking that, Niamh. There's no way you can possibly get to space. Don't be so stupid. You're from Dundalk. But actually, when you realise how small we are in the overall scheme of the universe, and how we're alive like for nothing in relation to the story of the universe, it sets you free. It set me free, and I have this crazy life now, which I love.
I love it too. I want your life. Niamh Shaw, thank you so much for actually coming in. It's a pleasure to have you here in person, because you're always so busy, and I love it. And where can people follow you and all your spacey adventures?
Yeah, so my website, niamhshaw.ie. I have a newsletter which I try to bring out every 2 weeks, but when I get busy, it kind of falls aside, but I'm back on track. My Instagram is dr_niamh_shaw. Same on Twitter. And Facebook page, Get Niamh to Space.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.